I question. So I guess it's my turn to rip the mic and spit. And needless to say, I take poetry seriously, like the unperformed Michael Jackson concert. Every time I hit the stage, I'm thinking this is it. My realm, my world, my gift, my talent, my stage to create and vent. See, when I speak, I empty my soul out like an overdrawn bank account where money wasn't even there, yet affordably my rhymes are spent. My metaphors make change like Obama in 08. My vocabulary got undeveloped minds running like Will Smith, an enemy of the state. The story of my past got passed the test in 3 and 4 collection plates. During first service Sunday mornings, where the choir members sing praises to Jesus, while Monday through Saturday we rely on friends, society, the media, liquor, blunts, and sex to please us. And so we realize that life's a bitch. It's almost like dandruff or poison ivy or whatever the fuck makes you itch. And you know what? I'm tired of wishing I was rich. Like, why the fuck don't I have a talk show or a number one Billboard hit? Instead of walking around looking like Ray J, hoping and dreaming on just one wish. Then I stop and I think and I question. Where have the parents gone and how do we find them? Where did the children learn and why does the church constantly condemn? As if God ain't already died for my sins. I question why people are so quick to hop online and search for dates, but we can't pay society enough to Google literacy and poverty rate. Why 6-year-olds are exposed to sex, and before they can read, they're trying to get laid. Students can't learn because teachers can't get paid, while both black and white youth from the truth are swayed, brainwashed by drugs and Escalades, the hottest fashions and the latest video games. But no one seems to be promoting safe sex as we reach an all-time high in the spread of HIV and AIDS. And you know what? I'm still confused as to why there's a battle between the straight and the gays, when we should be focusing on those who were molested and living afraid. Some speak out, but only years after becoming of age, only to find out that through society, there's still a price to be paid. And see, this could be my last will and testament, because let's face it, like Martin and Malcolm, I could be killed for speaking the truth right here in America, the land of the free, a country that attempts to spread democracy, yet couldn't respond quickly enough when the hurricanes broke the levee. I question a country that incarcerates its innocent men, leaving little girls and boys without daddy. And let's not forget the children who would choose mommy and daddy any day over babysitters and nannies. I question, what about that little girl who lost her innocence because she searched for love when at home it was absent? So she allowed the first one who pretended to care under her dress and into her panties. And no, I'm not blaming society, I'm stating reality. I question, why do relationships fail? Maybe because it's no longer how it used to be. And just to assure you, you don't have to like my words, but you will respect and never will you silence me. Nor do you have to, my lead have to follow, because just like you, I too have witnessed the homeless disappear into the shadows. No riches in my pocket either, but in my heart, and my chest remains hollow, while wishing there was a true yellow brick road, because I'd gladly follow. Tired of hearing the desperate cries of the fallen who live and claim that they are ugly like it's their motto. And I'm gonna get personal with it. Man, I hate seeing my dad and my uncle drink out of a bottle. I hate the perception of women who don't fit the description of a model. And just because you're enrolled in a higher institution does not make your opinion matter, so don't bother. All I ask is that when you question up today, you begin to think, feel, breathe, and work for tomorrow. I question.